The World This Week, Politics.
Israel came under a sustained attack on its territory when hordes of Hamas militants broke through the border from Gaza and went on a murderous rampage in the surrounding area. At least 1,200 people were slaughtered, including 260 at a music festival. Hamas massacred whole families in villages and kibbutzim, including babies. Survivors said women were raped before they were murdered. Scores of hostages, including children, were seized by Hamas. The scale of the assault shocked the world. The bodies of 1,500 Hamas terrorists were recovered by the Israeli army. It took Israel 3 days to secure its border with Gaza, though Hamas still attacked Israel with rockets. As the Israeli army amassed forces for a massive ground assault, the Air Force pounded the densely populated area. Over 1,000 Gazans have already been killed. 340,000 have already fled their homes. Israel cut off energy and water supplies until its hostages are released. Violence also flared in the West Bank, killing dozens of Palestinians. Hezbollah, another Iranian-backed militia, attacked Israel's north by firing rockets from Lebanon. Benjamin Netanyahu told Israelis to prepare for a long conflict. The Prime Minister and Benny Gantz, an opposition leader, formed an emergency government and a war management cabinet, which will include Gadi Eisenkot. Mr. Gantz and Mr. Eisenkot are former heads of the Israel Defense Forces. Mr. Netanyahu has been criticized for ignoring experienced military leaders while courting far-right coalition partners. The new government promised to change the strategic reality of dealing with Hamas. The leaders of America, Britain, France, Germany, and Italy issued a joint statement expressing our unequivocal condemnation of Hamas and its appalling acts of terrorism. Joe Biden called the attack an act of sheer evil. America redirected an aircraft carrier and other naval ships already in the Mediterranean to the eastern part of the sea, closer to Israel. The Pentagon is increasing its number of fighter jets in the region and will send more weapons to Israel.